Well, it's been a while. And come up with a new format here. Just going to try it out. And it's following the footsteps of two people I think are outstanding, James Clear and Tim Ferriss. And basically, it's a weekly reflection on my week in education, international education. And I'm calling it Cash and Carry, from computer term cash. And you carry away that information with you. Anyway, it will include the six topics each week, which are ed tech, I'm testing, teaching practice, I'm trying, YouTube video, I'm watching, a quote, I'm applying or pondering, things I've learned, and the string I'm pulling. Anyway, let's get to ed tech, I'm testing. And after listening to the All In podcast, I heard about Poe. Dot com. And anyway, I just had to download this. And oh boy, it is a total blast. Although when I downloaded it, this a few weeks ago, it was only available as an app on iOS, but you can access it through any web browser. And I was accessing it through Cambodia with a Cambodian phone number, so there were no VPNs required, which I did need for ChatGPT. But same pretty much the same thing. Ask it conversations as you would a different chatbot. And it's got four different chatbots at the time, including Sage, Dragonfly, and oh, there was one other one that skips out of my head at the minute. But I just actually like the ability to try four different chatbots and then compare answers between them. And actually, just recently this week, they've said which of the chatbots are good for certain tasks. So I think like Sage was good for coding or something like that. And Ask is one of my favorite ones for creative answers. So that's pretty cool. Teaching practice, I'm trying. So this week it was the tag feedback protocol, which is tell me something you like, ask me a question, and then give me a positive suggestion to improve my work. So I tried this out with my grade five students. And they loved it. And we're just kind of building it up here over this last few days and weeks. We had actually previously experimented with warm and cool feedback. And whilst that worked, it just lacked, I guess, it was a catchy acronym or mnemonic, which I think is critical in education. Anyway, there are a bunch of sentence stems and starters out there on the internet to get the ball rolling with your students. But I did make a bunch using chatbots, they were pretty cool. And I think they're original as well. Who knows? Anyway, so definitely doing tag a lot more these days. Instead of self-reflection, I just use that for peer reflection. YouTube video I'm watching is, well, I'm kind of addicted to Andrew Huberman. And in one of his latest videos, he talks to Tim Ferriss about what he considers to be the five pillars of health and performance. And these five are sleep, getting enough sleep in. Of course, not batching it to the weekends, getting enough sleep throughout the week. For me, that looks like 7 to 8 hours, depending on how hot it is here in Cambodia. Getting your proper nutrients, macro nutrients into your body. Movement, he suggests a bit of cardio, but also strength resistance, more importantly. He talks about getting sunlight into your eyes, number four, by the way. First thing in the morning, if you can, or artificial light at least, getting that in for at least a good 10 minutes in the morning. And then finally, maybe most critically, is the social connection, relationships, also including relationship to self. And this guy is an absolute genius. And if you haven't listened to him, watch him on YouTube. Oh boy, you gotta watch this guy. He's crazy. He's crazy awesome. Quote, I'm pondering. Actually took it from something I wrote a blog about and struggling some things I'm struggling with from time to time and not wasting time and nonsense. So it kind of comes from like Cal Newport's book on deep work is even using unstructured time, like using that time maybe just to meditate on something in order to choose something over not playing games like Gwent or flicking through the endless YouTube short stream. Yep. I've done that from time to time. Things I've learned is that we need to let go of the status quo, pardon that rhyming there, and embrace change. There's one thing that we're absolutely guaranteed in life, and that is change. You just got to look at the artificial intelligence and machine learning. to appreciate that statement. And then finally, the string I'm pulling. Well, for me, it's AI definitely, and it's given me an amazing output for very little thought on the input side, which is a good thing, but also a bad thing. Having to think less, maybe that's good. I think less and less when it comes to some of the different knowledge work that I currently do, which is mostly around education. And I kind of think, well, what are the long-term impacts of this? Like, where does that end? Like, does that rob us of creativity, the hard thinking, that creative process, that struggle? I'm not sure. And it was a pretty cool short story called The Machine Stops by E.M. Forster for a very dark glance into the future. Okay, so I hope you've enjoyed this new format that I'm trying out called Cash and Carry, and I'll see you soon.